This is Jay Sekulow, a 40-day prayer guide from Planned Parenthood.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business.
When Congress refuses to act, and as a result, hurts our economy and puts our people at risk, then I have an obligation as president to do what I can without them.
We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens who are bound by ideals and a set of values.
Really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. If they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
This is a health care bill, not an abortion bill.
I'm confident that the Supreme Court will not take what would be an unprecedented, extraordinary step of overturning a law that was passed by a strong majority of a democratically elected Congress.
It really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right, where I belong, I'm right.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Logan's in the studio with me here today in our media center. I am holding in front of me a 40-day prayer guide brought to you by your friends at Planned Parenthood and the Clergy for Choice. Now, I wish I could actually show it to you so you could see what I'm holding, but there have been prayer vigils going on in front of abortion clinics for well over 30 years. You know that. And now we've got the Planned Parenthood organization in Six Rivers, Eureka, California, an official committee of the Planned Parenthood called Clergy for Choice, and they put together a 40-day prayer guide supporting women everywhere. But when you read through the prayer guide, Logan, it is nothing but supporting abortion and abortion, and specifically those abortionists who engage in the abortion activity.
Right. Plenty of the topics here, I mean, some are addressed are fine, are very nice. Pray for the women of today. They're very, you know, PC and fine. Then there's some specific that go into pray for abortion providers and pray for these sort of issues that it's really kind of insane when you start reading through it. It's an issue that, you know, getting this just put on our desk a few minutes ago to see this 40 days of prayer supporting women everywhere sounds great. But then when you start actually reading it, it gets weirder and weirder throughout it.
The heading's fine, 40 days of prayer for women, but then when you read what it is, let me read you day 27. Today we give thanks for all the abortion providers around the nation whose concern for women is the driving force in their lives. Their concern is underlying and underscoring and lining their pockets with money from abortions. They are in the business of abortion. And remember, how many years have I been telling you that Planned Parenthood worships at the altar of abortion? Now we've got their prayer manual that they utilize when they engage in their quote, worship activities. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And you'll never forget this statement from President Obama. I certainly haven't, and I will not forget it because we're going to continue to play it. Number five.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Punished with the baby. This gives you the mindset. So we've got that coupled with 40 days of prayer activity for abortion providers. Not in front of abortion clinics, folks. I'm talking about praying for abortions to take place. Today we give thanks for abortion escorts who guide women safely through the hostile gauntlet of protesters. They're talking about our clients. We're going to talk about one of those cases when we come back from the break. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. How important do you think the issue of life will be in this the next election? 1-800-684-3110. Folks, this is the last few days for you to sign on to our Committee to Protect America's Heritage and also to support the work of the ACLJ and our matching challenge. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. We've got an exciting report when we come back.
It's clear President Obama is trying to reshape America. We have a president forcing Americans to purchase pro-abortion health insurance under penalty of law. A president who ignores the founders' framework and issues a stinging warning to an independent Supreme Court. A troubling threat as the case is still pending. We have a president who directs the IRS to threaten conservative Tea Party groups with unconstitutional and politically charged questions. We have a president who is engaged in a radical assault on our values. It's time to stand up for America. Time to let the president know that his vision of America is obscured and represents a dangerous threat to the Judeo-Christian values that have been the cornerstone of our republic. Stand with the ACLJ now. Add your name to our committee to protect America's Constitution. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. We're talking about this 40 Days of Prayer supporting women everywhere, which is actually Planned Parenthood's 40-day prayer activity that they are encouraging people to engage in. Logan was reviewing this. Before you get to Jim Henderson, will be joining us in just a second here. Logan, you've been to Alabama on a number of occasions, and you've actually seen this Planned Parenthood clinic. Talk about the location, and then talk about what's obviously missing in this prayer request, something that Planned Parenthood talks a lot about.
Right. The location of this clinic is very specifically just in a college town area. It's in the UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham, almost right off campus, next to a Mediterranean restaurant that's very popular when students open almost 24 hours near school. Half the people I've known have to park in the abortion clinic parking lot to go eat at this restaurant. Yeah. So that tells you it's just sort of smack dab in the middle of this place. What is interesting about this prayer pamphlet, 40 Days of Prayer, is that it is done by Planned Parenthood and these clergy for choice. And what's very interesting is they could have done two things with this. It could have been a very PC way of them to just say, hey, look, we're reaching out to the religious community. We're not doing that. But no, most of them are about abortion or turn it back on themselves and are really about the abortion providers. So it's praying for the abortion providers. Not as much praying for, you know, for people in general. The other observation, which is pretty interesting, is, as we know in the last few months, has this gone back and forth of whether Planned Parenthood should be funded or not by, you know, federal tax dollars. They say, oh, they offer mammograms. They offered all these other, you know, facilities and other options they have. It's not really just an abortion clinic. Well, how come most of these, actually almost all of them, mention the word abortion
in
40 Days of Prayer, and none of them mention pray for mammograms, pray for any of those other options. I think there's one that mentions that they provide some other services. So, you know, it's just a thing that shows Planned Parenthood is an abortion clinic specifically and almost exclusively, and this is just ridiculous.
And we've been saying for years and years and years on this broadcast that Planned Parenthood worships at their religion is worshiping at the abortion's altars, and that's what they do. They worship at the altar of abortion. Now we've got their prayer guide on how they do it. But now we've got the proof. Now we do have some very good news, though, on the abortion front, folks. And Jim Henderson, senior counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, is going to set the stage for this. He's got a posting at the ACLJ's homepage. But Logan was just mentioning this women's abortion clinic in Alabama that's been subject of litigation. Jim, we've got a big announcement that this abortion business is about to go, or it may already be gone. But let's set the stage for what we've had to do legally here in the past year and a half.
Certainly, Jay. It's been actually almost 20 years under two different owners that the New Women All Women Healthcare Clinic in Birmingham has both been doing abortions and having troubles doing it without avoiding medical malpractice. This last year and a half has included renewed demonstrations in front of the facility that had not been seen in Birmingham for over a decade because the local community had been terrorized by a federal injunction. But about a year and a half ago, Reverend Mahoney, who many of our listeners know, is a leading pro-life activist, returned to Birmingham, discovered that the community was concerned about the application of this federal court injunction from the 1990s to their prayer activities and peaceful vigil activities. And he decided to work with the local community to bring pro-life Christians back onto the sidewalks. They held a series of prayer services, ecumenical in nature and otherwise, praying for the lives of children, returned to the sidewalks with signs and pamphlets, and were immediately sued in a local state court.
So let me set this up for everybody. So our client, Pat Mahoney, the Christian Defense Coalition, goes down, engages in peaceful pro-life activity, prayer vigils, much like what they're encouraging at the one in California, and they end up getting hit with this consent order or this injunction.
That's right. The clinic went after them for an order that would have essentially said they were required to obey the federal court injunction, which was issued against people who had actually violated FACE in the past.
Right. Free access to clinic entrances act, right.
And they referred to these peaceful prayers and leafleting and the like as a public nuisance.
I want everybody to understand that. So prayer activity, peacefully done, no blockades, in front of an abortion clinic is deemed to be, quote, a public nuisance. That's the allegation
exactly right.
From the abortion provider, okay?
That's right. Now, we moved the court early on for an order dismissing the case because, frankly, the lawsuit was poorly crafted, didn't include the elements of a legal complaint in Alabama, and didn't belong being in court at all. And apparently the Jefferson County District Court judge agreed because in January of last year, he granted the order dismissing the case, and the community was able to return safely to that sidewalk where they hadn't been praying or counseling for a decade.
All right, now, so let's put it on fast forward. So we win the federal court case. Now, two patients required hospitalization in a single day at this New Women, All Women's healthcare facility. And the Alabama Department of Public Health has ordered it closed and that they can no longer perform abortions. Jim, is that the end of the story here? Is that the status right now? It is actually closed and gone?
It appears that it will be closed on or about May 11th. They've entered into a consent agreement. Two women in a single day were overdosed with a medicine by a registered nurse at the facility. The facility refused to allow gurneys to be used to transport the patients out of the building on the claim that the building's hallways were too small to accommodate gurneys. Mm. They obviously didn't want patients being carried out on gurneys because when the public health department did its complete investigation, they determined that the story about the gurneys not being able to be used in the clinic were false.
Of course.
They also found that there was no policy for supervising the administration of drugs. And a number of other pages in a 76-page report, which, as you know, we have available on the web.
You know, if Planned Parenthood still gets almost $400 million a year of U.S. taxpayer dollars, we got the president now trying to require individual citizens to fund these kind of things, including dollars for abortion, which to me is just outrageous through this in Obamacare plan. But now you've got a situation. We need to give the good news here, though, is this facility is no longer to be engaged in the abortion business. As of May 2012, that's this year, they will be gone, out, and done. And that in and of itself is a major victory for the pro-life cause. Jim, last question here. Do you expect any other movements on this one?
Not in this case, no. Because it is a consent agreement, they've obviously agreed to surrender. Now, whether she'll attempt to sell her facility, as she once bought this facility from the doctor who was leaving the abortion practice, remains to be seen.
Well, I'll tell you something, folks. This tells you the nature of the battle here, and a great job to Jim Henderson and a great job to Pat Mahoney. We're going to try to get Pat on later today or maybe tomorrow to talk about this case. But a great victory that wouldn't have happened without the hard work of our legal team, God's grace, and the pro-lifers there that were willing to take a stand, and now one less abortion clinic operating in Alabama, which is good news for the unborn children and for the women. Thanks a lot, Jim. We appreciate the update.
Thank you, Jay.
Folks, that gives you a sense of exactly what we do at the ACLJ. That's federal court, end result, abortion clinic closed. Gone. And they were hurting women in the process, but now it's gone. Now, this is a good reason, and again, we're in our last few days of our matching challenge campaign. I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org and make an online gift to the ACLJ. It's tax deductible, and we get a matching grant. So if you donate $100, we get $100. Someone the other day donated $5,000. We get another $5,000, so we get $10,000. That's how we do this. That's how we engage on these issues. Now, also, if you want to send a message to the president, we don't want this funding of Planned Parenthood. We don't want our individual dollars coming out of our pocket and going down to that abortionist. Remember that $12 I was talking about last week. Then you need to sign on to this committee to preserve America's heritage. We're serious about this fight. We're very close to our 10,000 goal. You go to your phones right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. To send a message to the president, get rid of Planned Parenthood clinics. Close these operations down. Many of them are continuing to get themselves into legal trouble. In fact, if it was any other organization, a lot of them would be in very, very serious legal trouble. We got a great win in Alabama. That only means 49 more states to go, folks. But you can send a message again to the White House, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255 to sign up to this committee to preserve our heritage today.
Sylvester is calling from Illinois on line four. Sylvester, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Sylvester.
Thank you. Again, I was telling the other guy that basically 4 years ago is when I became aware of your program.
Yes, sir.
And that I thought my first call to you guys was I was apologizing for coming to the conclusion after I heard the first program that it was just another show bashing the president. But as I listened, everything that you said, I mean, everything that you talked about that he was doing, that he was trying to do, the bullying tactics, everything was true, including him lying about abortion. And, you know, I go where the evidence takes me. So that's why I'm a member now.
Well, Sylvester, we appreciate that. Look, we're very clear about this. There have been times when the president's done something that we've said is correct, and we pointed that out. But where it's incorrect, and on this abortion issue, on this health care issue, it is fundamentally flawed in our view. I mean, seriously fundamentally flawed. But I'm glad that you listened to the broadcast. I'm glad you're a member of the ACLJ and that you kept an open enough mind to deal with this. But I want everybody to know, as Sylvester just said, and the fact is this. Folks, what I've been telling you about this abortion funding and these mandates is true. The $12 for your health care, true. That means you're taking $12 out of your pocket to the abortion. It's like taking it down to this abortionist in Alabama and handling the money, except his doors are now locked or will be locked in a few days because they violated the Alabama Department of Public Health's rules and guidelines. But that's what's going on in our country right now, and it's a question is, do you want to take the country back? If you do, as we go to a break, you go to your phones at 877-989-2255. Sign on to this committee. Support the work financially of the ACLJ. You can do that at ACLJ.org when that matching challenge, or call right now, 877-989-2255. Let's take it back, America.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It's clear President Obama is trying to reshape America. We have a president forcing Americans to purchase pro-abortion health insurance under penalty of law. A president who ignores the founders' framework and issues a stinging warning to an independent Supreme Court. A troubling threat as the case is still pending. We have a president who directs the IRS to threaten conservative Tea Party groups with unconstitutional and politically charged questions. We have a president who is engaged in a radical assault on our values. values. It's time to stand up for America. Time to let the president know that his vision of America is obscured and represents a dangerous threat to the Judeo-Christian values that have been the cornerstone of our republic. Stand with the ACLJ now. Add your name to our committee to protect America's Constitution. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. Well, we've got some big news, and that is we filed a lawsuit, or actually defended a lawsuit against pro-lifers in Alabama in front of an abortion clinic called New Women's Health Care Center. It provided abortion services. We beat back an injunction. We won the case. Jim Henderson was just on talking to us about that. Pat Mahoney went down there, led prayer vigils. By the way, we've got that 40 days of prayer vigil activity from the Planned Parenthood. They've got their own prayer guide now, believe it or not. I told you they worshipped at the altar of abortion. Well, now that clinic is being closed. And that's because of the vigilance of the people down there. But unfortunately, two patients required hospitalization in a single day, and that's what led to the investigation. So it's very serious. Folks, we're fighting for life and fighting for you. We've got a brand-new committee formed, our American Heritage Committee. We don't want our money going to abortion services. We want to stand for life. We want to be able to respect and utilize the court system to bring about a just result, which we did in this particular case. But we need your help. I want to encourage you to call us at 1-877-989-2255 and join that committee. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're going to go right back to our phones.
All right, Anne-Marie is calling on line six. Anne-Marie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Thank you. Praise God for your time spent fighting for our country. I just want to tell you that I was an OR nurse way back when and then just retired probably a year ago.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know when they go in for, they say, a D&C, which is a dilatation and curettage.
Right.
And they know they're pregnant, and the doctors usually lie to them and say it's just tissue. So to go back, when I used to do the D&Cs with the doctors, I questioned what the doctor was doing on the table after the patient was, they say, dilatation and curettage.
Right. D&C is a form of abortion, right. So go ahead.
I'm looking for a head, two arms, and two legs.
That's what the doctor said?
Yes, because I was a nurse. I was
right.
And I just questioned him, and he was very honest. But at that time, they didn't mark on anything on a board for scheduled operations. They put down a D&C, not abortion. And if it was an abortion, they would put a picture of a baby next to their name. So a lot of people don't really know what, you know, they have to go through with the D&C's supposedly abortions.
Well, I mean, here's what you've got. I mean, you're absolutely correct. There is no disclosure. We've asked for full disclosure. There are statutes that now, and this is the good news, Emory, there are statutes now requiring full disclosure of what the procedure is. And some are requiring ultrasounds. And these ultrasounds, when they are done, basically, a percentage of the women getting the abortion decreases by two-thirds because they actually see what you just described, what the doctor's looking for, the head, the arms, the legs. So that's the reality of what we're dealing with. And, Logan, in our movie Choosing Life, we documented those stories of people that went into the abortion clinics and exactly what was going on inside.
Right, what was going on inside and how the people outside of the clinics really affected what the decision was made. Not only was it going into the clinics and the ultrasounds and the new technology we had where you can legitimately see the child at the earliest stages and see what it is and see know everything about it, but also how the protesters peacefully would change people's minds and where, you know, this prayer guide, you know, prays against those people, how those people are doing a lot of good in helping people, even people that can't keep their child who want, you know, adoption or want to put a child for adoption or come up with some other plan, they'll work with you there. So that's really a good thing we did there.
Here's day 28, talking about what Logan was talking about, this prayer guide. Today we pray for women who travel hundreds of miles to get an abortion. May their determination be rewarded with spiritual strength. Determination to terminate the life of an unborn child. That's what we're really talking about, folks. I mean, this is really, when you look at this, frankly, disgusting. All right, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
That's right. We got plenty of calls coming in. We're going to try to get through them. Brenda's calling from Montana on line two.
Brenda, hi, Brenda.
Quickly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
All right. I just wanted to say that I'm absolutely bowled over that Obama would think that his grandchild might be a mistake. and that he would want to, quote, protect them from a mistake. By
let me play it for you again, for those that don't know what we're talking about. This is what the president said about abortion and his daughters.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
That is absolutely the view of the White House on this. That's why they are so supportive of abortion and why they want you paying for it. Brenda, very quickly, I've got to grab some other calls. The rest of your comment.
Well, I have a beautiful 31-year-old granddaughter who was born when her mom was 17. And
right.
Had a difficult time. She's now working in a daycare center, and she's a blessing to the little children that have difficulty.
There you go. That's the story of life, and we appreciate you telling us about that, Logan. Let's get some more calls. I'm glad people are calling with these stories. It's very important so you understand the evidence and the facts of what we're dealing with.
All right. Tom's calling from Connecticut on line 5. Tom, quickly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Again, I probably appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you.
And this is what I used to do when I was younger. I have no time, and I don't have the evidence that you have, and that's why I'm calling. How often I listen to your sound bites, which has what Mr. Obama uses, and many people say, where? I never heard this. Is there any chance you can put that grouping, especially today, to the most potent sound bites that he has? If we can put those on your site, I can download those, I can email those.
You know, that is a great idea, and I'm looking at our team right now. We will start doing that. We will put the bites of the day up on the radio. We'll talk to our internet people and get that in place. That is a great idea. Thank you for calling. We like great ideas, and that is a good one. We should do that. And everybody should be checking out ACLJ.org anyways, but we certainly can get those posted so people can download them.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll start a little soundboard on the website here. Thanks for calling in, and we will implement that as soon as we can. That's a great comment. We're going to go back to the calls. Go to a little bit different. Let's go to Sherry calling from Washington on line 4. Sherry, quickly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, you guys. I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm 56, and Roe versus Wade was when I was in high school, and they did tell us it was just a piece of tissue, you know.
Right.
All the unions I've been in particular, my career, the Screen Actors Guild, you know, these are elective surgeries. I mean, we couldn't have facelifts. That was elective. I mean, the birth control, abortions.
The difference is the president considers what he calls reproductive care central care. Essential care. Take a listen. Again, I'm going to get these sound bites up. This was a great idea from Tom. But here's what he said.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed.
So this is exactly the president's position. That's what he advocates. That is the position he maintains, and that's what he put forward in his bill, and we now know that. Logan, let's grab one more call here at the end of the broadcast.
All right, we're going to go to one more call. Let's quickly go to Judy calling from Texas. Give your comment real fast.
Really quick, Judy. Thanks.
Okay. My daughter, who's not a Christian but is pro-life, says that under Obamacare, every state will have to offer at least one health care plan option where abortion is not offered, and people who choose it will not be paying for abortion services.
Answer to that is no. That was discussed as the bill was being developed. There is no provision that allows for that. In fact, there is a secrecy clause that doesn't individually itemize the fact that you are individually paying for abortion, and your plans are going to include reproductive services. President calls it essential care. And again, it's like you taking $12 out of your pocket and sending it down to these abortion clinics. The good news is you can't do it to the one in Alabama anymore because they're out of business. They're out of the business of destroying and killing unborn children. That has been successfully concluded, and that's a good news. One less to deal with. But folks, as we close this broadcast out, we are very close to 10,000 names on our committee to restore America's heritage. You join it right now at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, let me ask you this. Folks, if you enjoy this program, if you appreciate the work of the ACLJ, then support, donate. We're in a matching challenge to the work of the ACLJ. Go to aclj.org. You make an online contribution in any amount, and we get a matching grant. So we encourage you to do that. We've had people that have donated $10. We've gotten $20. Someone gave $5,000. We got $10,000. aclj.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Support the work of the organization now.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.